Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing subtraction. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write my name. You write your name. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So if you look at the top of your picture of your page, you're going to see a picture, and I want us to touch with our finger and count the stars on the wall. Ready? They're happy stars. Touch and count. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 7 stars in all, and because we're reviewing, that means you know in order to subtract, we have to start with the whole amount. We have to get the number in all before we subtract. Let's color those stars. Let's make this fun. I know lots of times we do yellow stars. Let's do orange stars. Come on now. Any color of orange will work. Go ahead. We're going to color all 7 stars orange. So that will be our big number, our whole amount. And then we're going to take some away. We're going to subtract from that. Do you know the fancy way when you're writing a number sentence or an equation? What's the fancy way to say take away? It starts with an M. You said minus, didn't you? Yes, minus. So we are going to use these stars as our whole number, and then we are going to make an equation using the word minus. Take away. I am almost finished with my 7 stars in all. So that helps you know the pace that I'm going at. So here we go. I'm on my last star. You shouldn't be too far ahead of me or way too slow for me. But remember, you can always finish coloring at the end. So I just finished my last star. Take about 3 seconds to finish yours. 3, 2, 1. All right. Can you find a black crayon or a dark colored crayon? We're going to cross out to take away some stars. Ready? How many do we have in all? 7. I want you to take away 4. So you pick the 4 you want to cross out. Draw an X through them. Draw an X through them. 1, 2, 3, 4. So we had 7 minus 4 equals how many? 3. 7 minus 4 equals 3. 7 stars was our whole number. We took away 4. 7 minus 4. And we have 3 left over. All right, let's move on. Let's try something different. Do you see the trash cans in the classroom? Let's touch and count the trash cans in the classroom. There are a couple by the desk, and there's another one over by the table. Ready, go. 1, 2, 3. Guess what? That's exactly how many trash cans I have in my classroom in real life. Yeah, it's true. Let's color those trash cans blue. Any color of blue will work for me. You know I am not picky. Let's color all the trash cans blue. So we are going to have 3 as our number in all. 3 will be our big number. We have to have a big number before we subtract. Because if I said, hey, let's take away 6 trash cans before we got our big number, I can tell you right now, we can't do it. We don't have 6 trash cans. We've only got 3. So we can only take away how many at the most? 3. We have 3. We could take away 3. We could take away 2. We could take away 1. Or we could take away 0. All right, put down your blue crayon. Find that black crayon or that dark colored crayon. I want you to pick the trash can you want to get rid of. I want you to cross it out. We're going to take away one. You pick it. Cross out one trash can. All right. What was our big number to start with? Three. How many did we take away? One. So three minus one equals two. You got it. All right. Let's try another one. Let's count the books. Touch and count the books with your finger. Ready, go. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, this time I want you to listen really carefully. Do you see the book on the floor by the boy? Will you please color that book green? Any kind of green will work. Color that book green. Just the one on the floor next to the boy. Okay? So we have five books in all. We're coloring one of them green. Okay, put down your green crayon. Do you see the two books on top of the table? Let's color those purple, any kind of purple. Just the two on top of the table. Color those purple. There's how many on top of the table? Two. But remember, we have five books in all. Five is going to be our whole number, the whole amount of books. Put your crayon down. Do you see the two books on the floor under the table? All right, let's color those red. Any kind of red, doesn't worry. Don't worry, doesn't matter to me. All right, here we go. Take about 3 more seconds to color those books red. 3, 2, 1. All right, put down your crayon. Find that black crayon or that dark colored crayon. I want you to cross out the purple books. Each one. 1, put an X through 1. 2, there. So we had 5 books in all, and we are going to take away the 2 purple books. 5 minus 2 equals how many are left? 3. 2 red ones and a green. 3 are left. So 5 minus 2 equals 3. Put down all your crayons. Let's try another one. Boys and girls, I want you to touch and count the chairs in the room. Don't forget the ones by the table and the desk. Ready? Touch and count. 1. 2, 3, 4. There are 4 chairs in this classroom. They need some more, but maybe they have bean bags and fun, different flexible seating. Maybe they do. All right. Do you see the chair by the teacher's desk? It has some kind of like some rectangular stripes on it. It's in the back by the stars. Will you color that chair yellow? We can only color the top of it because that's all that's showing. But the one by the stars, it's behind the desk. See it? Color that chair yellow. Yep, we can only do the top part. All right, 2 more seconds. 2, 1. And then do you see the chair by the table with the purple books that we crossed out? Let's color that chair. Let's do green. Find a green crayon. Any kind of green will work. We'll make this a colorful classroom. All right. Take 2 more seconds for that green chair. 2, 1. And then we've got 2 chairs on the rug. Let's color those brown. Let's color those brown, each one of them. This is where you got to listen. You got to pay attention and follow directions. And then we have to remember, how many chairs did we count in all? 4. 4 is our big number. So how many chairs could we take away? What would be the most that we could take away? 4. Could we do 4, take away 8? Nope. There's only 4 chairs, so we cannot take away 8. Could we do 4, take away 2? Sure could. What about 4, take away 10? Nope. You have to start with the number in all. All right, put down all your crayons in 2, 1. Look for that big black dark crayon. We're going to cross out some chairs. Ready? Here we go. I want you to cross out 3 chairs. You pick them. Doesn't matter to me. Draw an X through them. 1, two, three. So our equation is four chairs take away three equals one. Four take away three equals one. We can also use our fancy word, four minus three equals one. Yes. Okay, here we go. Touch and count the children in the classroom. Ready? One, two. Hey, where is everybody else? Where'd everybody else go? I have way more kids than that in my classroom. Maybe they're at recess. Maybe they haven't gotten to school yet. I don't know. Here we go. Ready? Will you color the boy's hair yellow? Color the boy's hair yellow. We've got two kids in here. I don't know where everybody else is, but we've got two kids in here. All right. Take two more seconds for his yellow hair. Two. One. Let's color the girl's hair black. Color the girl's hair black. Two kids in all. That's our big number. That's our whole amount. Could we take away two kids? Yes. Could we take away one kid? Yes. Could we take away four kids? No. Nope, 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 nope. That doesn't work. You can only take away what you start with. Super duper important. Put down your black crayon. And let's color. Let's give them both blue pants. Find a blue crayon and color both of their jeans or their pants blue. And then that's all we're going to color on the people today, on the children today, which means you can do more at the end when we're all done. I almost said when we hang up. I mean when we're all finished with our lesson. All right, take two more seconds. Two, one. All right, we have two kids on our paper. I want you to cross out zero. Don't cross any out. How would we write that equation? Two minus zero equals two. They're still there. We didn't take any away. We didn't subtract any. So two minus zero equals two. Okay, let's move down to the 10 frame. The 10 frame, this is a review, so you should know it. It's the one with the boxes, 10 boxes, and there's some circles in them. And if you're reviewing with me, you know I like to call them counters. Let's color those counters red. Let's color and count them as we go. Ready? One. We're just coloring the circles. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Seven in all. Put down your red crayon. Find that black crayon. We are going to cross out two. Cross out two counters with your black or dark colored crayon. Our equation would be seven minus two equals what? One, two, three, four, five. Write five on the line. Use your pencil. Write five on the line. Okay. Scoot over to you. See the hands? The hands are holding up some fingers. Let's count the fingers. Touch and count them. One, two, three, four, five, six in all. Use your pencil to cross out three fingers. One, two, three. How many are left? How many are still being held up? One, two, three. So six in all minus three equals three. You got it. All right, move down to the number line. You know what it is? We're reviewing. Look at the four. I put a circle around it. Trace that for me. Four. Let's trace the hops on the number line and see how many we're taking away. Ready? One, two. So it's four minus two equals, what did we land on? Two. Box that up for me. Put a square around it. We started on the four. Why did we hop backwards? Because we are subtracting. And when you subtract, the numbers get smaller and smaller and smaller. So we used four, take away two equals two. Let's look at the word. It starts with an M. It's the word we've been working on today. Minus. Let's trace it with our pencil. M-I-N-U-S. S minus, and there is a circle around the minus sign. So trace that circle for me. Let's read the equation together. Start with the big number, the whole number. 6 minus 1 equals 5. Trace the 5 for me. And then scoot over. I've got a bus full of kids. Let's read the number sentence. Ready? 5 minus 3 equals. Let's check and make sure there's 5 kids on the bus. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep. And how many are we supposed to subtract? Read the number sentence. Yep, 3. 5 take away 3. Cross out 3 with your pencil. How many kids are left? 1, 2. You got it right. A 2. Boys and girls, you did it. You reviewed with me. Thank you for hanging out with me today. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. See you next time. Bye.